The morning light spills across the Thames, and my tuxedo jacket still hangs on the chair where I left it. London is waking up. The Thinker's 50 Gala was last night, and as I prepare for the day ahead, I find myself taking in the meaning of it all. In past years, walking into this event felt like stepping backstage at a concert filled with my heroes. Thinker's 50, held only once every 2 years, honors the world's most influential management thinkers. For more than 2 decades, it has been regarded as the Oscars of management thinking. It celebrates the 50 individuals whose ideas shape how organizations innovate, compete, and lead. To be considered among them is an achievement. To be included is an extraordinary honor. As I prepared for the evening, I did not know whether my name would be called. But this year felt different. Something in me had shifted. 6 years ago, during an Outthinker strategy meeting, my colleague Zach Ness said, "You should aim for Thinker's 50. At the time, that goal felt distant, almost unreachable. Thinker's 50 was a destination for those who had already changed how the world thinks about business names like McGrath, Edmondson, Johnson, Maubourgney, and others whose work had inspired me for years. Yet Zach's words stayed with me. They became a quiet North Star, guiding my direction and sharpening my focus, building for this moment. As with any meaningful pursuit, it helps to have checkpoints along the way. Last evening became one of those checkpoints. 2 years ago, I was honored to be nominated for the Thinker's 50 Strategy Award. That moment marked the beginning of a clearer sense of what it would take to earn a place among this community. Since then, the work has accelerated. Over the past 2 years, I have published 2 more books, launched 3 podcasts that now produce 5 episodes each month, published several articles in Harvard Business Review, surrounded myself with an extraordinary team, and strengthened a global network of more than 100 chief strategy officers. These milestones are not just career markers. They reflect an evolution from being a student of strategy's great thinkers to becoming part of the dialogue shaping its future. Walking into the gala last evening, I felt that shift. What were once polite handshakes have become hugs. Conversations flow with warmth and familiarity. I still have much further to go, more questions to ask, and more ideas to bring into the world. But last night reminded me how far this journey has already carried us. As the lights dimmed and the final names appeared on the screen, I felt a quiet satisfaction. My name was there. That feeling, the balance between effort, acceptance, triumph, and gratitude, is what strategy feels like to me. It is a pursuit that matters deeply. You do everything within your control to achieve it, while knowing that some forces will always remain beyond your reach. Marcus Aurelius captured this truth perfectly. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. From reflection to action. I could barely sleep last night. It feels fitting that later this morning, I will open the Outthinker London Summit, where this year's theme is navigating strategic winds, strategic leadership when market forces shift daily. Both moments, the Thinker's 50 Gala and the summit are connected by a single truth. In life and in business, success comes not from trying to control the wind, but from learning to move with it. It means focusing on what can be influenced, accepting what cannot, and finding peace in knowing that you acted with purpose. Lao Tzu once wrote, "Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished." The forces around us determine when progress becomes possible. Our task as strategists is to recognize patterns, anticipate the right moment, and act with timing and intent. The Taoist concept of Wu Wei captures this beautifully. Often translated as effortless action, it describes the state of moving in harmony with circumstance, much like the way an athlete reads the ball in flight and reaches out at exactly the right moment. That is the essence of great strategy, to act decisively and gracefully when conditions align. Reading the winds. Every sailor knows you cannot control the wind. You can only learn to read it, position for it, and adjust your sails when it shifts. The same principle applies to strategy. Technology, regulation, consumer behavior, and geopolitics are the winds shaping today's business environment. Some push us forward. Others resist our movement. We cannot choose which will appear, but we can prepare for how to navigate them. At the London Summit today, we will explore how to sense these shifts early, how to act when visibility is low, and how to steer with clarity when uncertainty surrounds us. Four questions every strategist must ask. The summit's discussions revolve around four central questions. How can companies ride favorable winds consistently? Outthinker Research has identified 45 companies from more than 7,000 studied that consistently outperform. They are better at reading markets, designing adaptable business models, and aligning execution with purpose. When should companies catch data tailwinds? Data has become the invisible current driving advantage. Leaders such as Claudio Finol of Fifths and Joanne Shepherd of Holtzbrinck will share how they use data to strengthen their core or create new lines of value. How do organizations tack against headwinds? Every company faces resistance. The strongest ones pivot quickly while staying true to their purpose. They reallocate capital mid-year, shift teams rapidly, and treat agility as a discipline. Which emerging winds should leaders prepare for? Disruption rarely begins as a storm. It starts as a faint change in the air. The strategist's advantage lies in sensing those subtle movements before others notice. The work of the last 6 years. When I look back on the last 6 years, I see not a series of leaps, but a steady progression. Each step deepened my understanding of strategy, innovation, and leadership. During this time, I wrote two books that shaped how I think about the future of organizations. The first, Driving Innovation from Within, explores how employees can act as entrepreneurs inside large companies. The second, Proximity, how coming breakthroughs in just-in-time transform business, society, and daily life, co-authored with my friend and colleague Robert C. Wolcott, examines how technology is removing distance and delay, changing how businesses operate and deliver value. Together, these projects help me see how proximity, speed, and adaptability are redefining the strategic landscape. I have also found one of my greatest sources of inspiration close to home. My wife, Pilar Ramos, recently became the general counsel of Starbucks. Her journey was not built on a single breakthrough moment, but on years of quiet discipline, persistence, and integrity. I have watched her face challenges with steadiness and grace, staying true to her values and purpose. Her example reminds me daily that real progress comes from patience, from the courage to stay the course, and from the belief that consistent effort will one day meet its moment. These experiences have strengthened a simple conviction. Long-term goals are not about predicting the future. They are about staying faithful to a purpose and trusting that, in time, the winds will shift in your favor.